Hello, everyone, and welcome to High Tech on Life. I am Ryan. Thank you for tuning in today. Well, I went and did it. I bought an Apple Watch. Now, I wasn't planning on it. Far from it, actually. I've been super unintrigued by the Apple Watch in general. It's this whole other big story about, you know, not being so tied to what Apple has to offer. And that's a whole other conversation that we'll have later on. And I've been changing because recently when I was given the choice between a MacBook Pro, the older version, not the new one, and a Surface Pro 4, I chose the Surface Pro 4. I was even considering the Note 7 over my iPhone until, you know, that started to blow up. So why did I end up with an Apple Watch? If I was so ready to ditch all these Apple products, why on earth did I get one? Now, in my oh-so-humble opinion, the greatest culinary event in history that has ever happened was that of the mating of cheese to burger. Also, you know, the wrapping of various foods in a flour or corn blanket is a close second. But I like cheeseburgers on every level. If I am offered cheese, I take it. If they say, "Would you like cheese on that?" I say yes. From the cheapest cheeseburger you can get at McDonald's, all the way up to the finest cuisine-based cheeseburger, I'll eat them all, and they will have cheese. By the way, most of what I eat is on that lower end of the spectrum. So how, if I love cheeseburgers so much, does that tie into the Apple Watch? Why would I get an Apple Watch after being in love with cheeseburgers so much? Well, as much as I like cheeseburgers, if I have a cheeseburger every day, I will probably come down with a severe case of deadness. So to combat that, I started watching what I eat a little bit better, and at least at the beginning of this year, I was very committed to exercise and eating right, eating less. You know that, instead of doing the large, I'll do the medium, slowly work my way down to the small. That's where I was at. I was actually past that point. I was wake up, eat breakfast, which I never did before, snack throughout the day, eat a good lunch, good dinner, exercise every day. So when I started doing this, I had already been in the market for some sort of smartwatch or fitness tracker, you know, even a basic fitness tracker kind of intrigued me because I'm not really a big watch wearer. So as I was looking around, I thought, well, why don't I just get a fitness tracker, like a Fitbit or like the Gear 2 or something from Garmin? There's so many out there. And I literally spent 2 months researching. Most of it was done on YouTube. Not eating a cheeseburger, unfortunately, but there were so many great reviews of everything, and it was so nice getting others' opinions, and there's always comparison videos between whichever ones you're looking at. And by the end of this research period, I really wanted the Gear S3. I really wanted it. It looked like a normal watch. The interface and the way that you interacted with things was phenomenal, and it seemed to work so well with Samsung phones. I think by the time I actually purchased the Apple Watch, they had barely come out with an app for the iPhone. And even then, the initial reports were that it was clunky and certain features didn't work properly. And that's what I expected. I mean, it's a Samsung product. They're going to want to they're going to want it to work with their phones and not necessarily as good with other phones. So that left me a choice. Do I want to just go ahead with an Apple Watch and get full integration with my smartphone? Or will I be okay with partial integration and maybe it'll get better down the line? Well, as you know, I chose the Apple Watch, and that's kind of the main reason. I looked at a lot of other fitness trackers, and the Garmin stuff was awesome, but it was just way too expensive. You know, getting one of those third parties that's not in the big fight on which cell phone is the best, you can get the same integration between each product, between each manufacturer. So that's why I really started leaning heavy towards the Garmin stuff. But I guess I felt like I needed as much integration as possible. And so I went with the Apple Watch. The first gen Apple Watch, I really didn't want anything to do with that. It didn't look like something that Apple would create. And it still doesn't. I mean, I know they try to be the next big thing, the next unique thing. And it does, you know, it looks good, but I would have preferred a round design like a normal watch. Something that it doesn't scream at people and say, look, I've got a computer on my wrist. I would like people to look at me and say, well, it looks like a normal watch. But is it a smartwatch? I can't tell. That's where I wanted to be. And until I make that jump, or rather, if I ever make the jump to a Samsung phone, I will get a Gear S3, or probably S4 by the time that all happens. So let's talk about the Apple Watch for a minute. And the first question is, do you need an Apple Watch? Absolutely not. The Apple Watch is a gimmick. The Apple Watch is something that I believe was released to cater to the diehards, to cater to that group of people who, as sucky as it is to say, will buy anything that's dangled in front of them that comes from Apple. I used to be like that. I still think some of their products are cool, and obviously I bought an Apple Watch, so, you know, I fell into their trap. But I resisted. I resisted for over a year. Because as all things in technology go, it gets better with age. A good rule of thumb that I use is I never buy the first generation. I did buy the very first generation iPhone because it was the thing. And I'll talk about this a little more in other episodes. But I wanted that stuff. I wanted my phone. I wanted my calendar, my music player, everything just in my hand, in my pocket. I had a Palm Trio, which was the closest you could get to that. So yes, I bought that first gen iPhone and it was amazing. But I could start to see where things were going once the iPhone came out. And you kind of saw it, and you didn't really see it with the iPod because the main functionality of the iPod is play my music back. Store all my music, play it back, it goes in my pocket. And while they did improve on that with various ways of controlling your music and the color screen and storing photos and videos, they didn't really need to put too much more into it from generation to generation. I mean, I had one iPod that lasted me a very long time. I got a Nano as a gift once, and that was it. I mean, there was no need for a bigger iPod. But when they introduced the phone, and you saw the potential, you saw what they would be doing, you could see it down the line. At least I could. I saw something down the line that was, okay, this is a cool product, but the next generations are going to be even cooler. So case in point is the iPad. I wanted that thing. I wanted that thing so bad. It was the next thing that I had been waiting for, is to be able to do everything that I needed to in a tablet form. Just blew my mind. But if you remember that first generation, there are a lot of things missing. I think it had the latest processor that that Apple had developed, but didn't even have a camera. I mean, at this point, we had three generations of iPhones, and they all had cameras on them. And they kind of touted it as being able to do everything that you needed it to do. And I would have at least expected them to put a front-facing camera in. And I saw that, and I remember saying to my wife, they're going to put a camera in that, and I'm not going to buy it till it gets a camera in it. Because, I mean, that's the next thing that you want in that. I mean, if you're going to be traveling or you want to FaceTime with your family, with your parents or siblings, you can't do it on that original iPad. It's just not possible. And that kind of forayed into my other rule of thumb with the next generation of items is if I buy a phone, it will still be relevant for the next 2 to 3 years. I don't need to have the next one. Like right now, I have an iPhone 6S Plus. I don't need the 7. The 6S Plus does wonders. Video quality is excellent. Photos are amazing. And especially since they removed the headphone jack, I can't go to that because I use wired headphones and wired in-ear monitors. So that's out of the question. But I don't need that. The technology in that phone is not advanced enough to make me make the jump, to make me give up my iPhone 6S Plus. So I could see myself getting like the iPhone 9 or the iPhone 8S or whatever they're going to do. Now I see that, you know, 2 or 3 generation skip as that's about the right time where your device is almost obsolete. So at that point, technology has made enough leaps and bounds that you will benefit from updating your device. So coming back to the Apple Watch then, the first thing to look at is that Apple isn't the first one to the market with this kind of device. They were with the iPhone. They pretty much were with the iPad. There were other tablets out there, but they ran like clunky versions of Windows 7 or Windows XP. You know, they just weren't powerhouses. They weren't what you wanted. They were heavy. They were rugged. They were for professionals. They weren't for like the everyday user. But that was the key with those items, is that they were the first to market. They grasped that imagination of people. They made them want that so bad. And it just didn't happen with the Apple Watch. They weren't the ones who were innovating this product. They were now doing what other companies did to them. They sat back and they let others beat them to the punch. And now they're playing catch up. So with that being said, my experience with the Apple Watch was very similar to the iPad, where it was the next kind of thing that you would want, especially inside the Apple ecosystem. And you start to think, I don't really need that. And I did. I was like, I don't need that. It might be fun to have someday, but I don't need that. I'll wait for the next generation. And then I'll look and see what's out there. So that's what I did. And as I said earlier, I did an extensive kind of research push and looked at all my options. And dang it, it just came down to the Apple Watch. So after now having the watch, the Apple Watch 2, by the way, is it something that I would recommend? Is it worth the $350-plus price point? Well, it depends on what you're using it for. At this point, could I live without the Apple Watch? Absolutely. No question. Even knowing what it does and how well it integrates with the iPhone, I could go without it. There would be a little bit of getting used to it. I'd probably look at my wrist about 50,000 times a day. But I could do without it. I guess one of the things that really intrigued me about the Apple Watch initially came about because of the fact that I have such a massive phone. I really would just love to leave my phone in my backpack and be able to walk around without it and being able to answer calls and see emails and text messages that come in. And then also, even when I did have it in my pocket, sometimes because of where I work, I usually keep it on silent because it's almost embarrassing to have your ringtone blaring. You know, all of a sudden there's crickets everywhere inside your office. And because it's on silent, I would actually miss calls. And I thought, okay, the Apple Watch is something that I can use to ensure that I don't miss any calls because it's buzzing my wrist and I can just look down at it. So it is a very convenient thing that it provides. But that's a really small thing. Is it enough reason to buy one? Probably not. But I started looking at smaller things like that. So yeah, you can put your phone in another place and still see phone calls and text messages and things coming in. You'll never miss a phone call because it buzzes your wrist like crazy. And let's say you're in a meeting and somebody text messages you or calls you. You can somewhat discreetly, I mean, you're still looking at your wrist, so they know you're looking at something. You can see what's going on and you can keep up to date. Let's say I leave my phone in the other room in my office and I'm in a meeting and my wife calls and it's an emergency, or she text messages me and it's an emergency. I have the ability to communicate with her quickly. Now, sure, you say, well, you know, you can just put your phone in your pocket, but sometimes you forget it. Sometimes it just ends up in your office. Like you pull it out of your pocket, you set it down, or you just got a phone call, put it down. It happens sometimes. So as these little things start to add up, at that point, you can justify buying one. It took a while for me to get there. And in my opinion, the Apple Watch still isn't there. They should have come out guns a-blazing with this thing. They should have had the same speed they have now or more in this thing, plus the ability for LTE and to make phone calls just on the watch itself. No need for a cell phone. No need to be tethered to your cell phone. Because in all actuality, if I'm on the other side of the building, it can't communicate with my phone because we're out of Bluetooth range. So it renders it useless anyway. But as those little things add up, I was able to justify it. And the icing on the cake was when I was starting to exercise more. It helped me track what I was doing each day. It helped me with exercising and eating properly. And that was just kind of the last nail in the coffin. It was the thing that pushed me over the edge. So I did a little bit of extra work and was able to afford one. They're not cheap. They're not cheap. And you're always afraid of scratching them. My boss said immediately to get some sort of cover for it because he had a big gash in his. Because the lower end models that he and I could afford don't have the sapphire glass on it. So a few little scratches can get on there. So it's been about 2 months since I've gotten mine. And after having it for a while, I think I'm glad I bought it. It does help. But like I said, I could do without it, but it does help in a lot of ways. I think it especially helps when I'm traveling because I can program a few things in there that allow me to keep track of what time it is back home because I tend to travel around the world. So I can quickly look at my watch and see if, you know, my family's awake or if it's the middle of the night back home. So that does help a lot. And like I said, I never miss a phone call from my wife or any other family members or people from work. So that's a huge thing. Someday, I think we'll try the other side of the coin and we'll do some Samsung stuff. But that is in the future. I'm back to eating cheeseburgers. Not as much as before, but you know, they're just so delicious. And I can't help myself. Thank you guys for tuning in today. As always, you can email me any questions or any comments that you want. Just send an email to ryan@hitechonlife.com, hitechonlife.com. And be sure to go to Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me there at hitechonlife. I'm on there regularly, pretty consistently each day. And any questions or comments you want to throw my way, always check in the feed. Again, thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you in the next one.